Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week, Andrew Regan joining us. BSU football team lost 10-0 last week to Augustana. Andrew, you had 12 tackles in the game, 3 for a loss. Congratulations on those numbers anyway.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate that. I had a big game.
How frustrated were you guys as a team and overall how you guys played on Saturday?
Well, I was personally really frustrated. Defensive players are really frustrated. Coach is really frustrated. And I know the offensive players are really frustrated. They just, you know, they couldn't get it going. But I have a lot of faith in those guys, and I know that next week, you know, they'll show us what they're all about.
All right, let's look at the positives. As a defense, you took an offense in Augustana that put up a whole bunch of numbers and a whole bunch of points against St. Cloud the week before and limited them to 10. Flat out, can you guys still, even though, play a little better?
Yeah, we actually can. We made a few mistakes that game, and Bolte said that it should still be 0-0, and we should be in 85 overtimes right now. So, I believe that. I know my guys, Schulte made a big play on Brody, but it shouldn't even came down to that. They shouldn't even got that opportunity to get down the field.
Your secondary especially was pretty young on Saturday because of injuries to Sid. Front seven, how much did you guys say, all right, this is on us, let's get to the quarterback before it gets to the D-backs?
Well, front seven's one of the biggest parts of our defense, and we knew we had to step up. We knew we had to rush the quarterback and get them thrown quick. We do have some young corners, but, you know, I like those guys, and I have a lot of faith in them. And then we do have some really, really good safeties, I think. So, yeah, it starts with the front seven, but our secondary, you know, I have a lot of faith in them.
As an overall team, how much do you guys just try to get back to the drawing board for this week and try to forget last week?
It's like every week, you know. It's just like a bad play. You make a bad play in a game, you just got to get back up and be like, well, you know what, I'm going to make the next play. And that's what we have to do this week. We just have to, you know, well, yeah, I think, you know, we should have won that game. But we just got to, you know, win out from here on out.
You guys go to Southwest this week. They happen to be 2-0 right now. How much pride would you guys have in knocking them off for the first time this year?
Oh, I can't wait to knock these guys off. I know we can do it. I have total faith in our team, and I just, you know, this is going to be a big win for us. It's going to just prove to the, you know, D2 that, you know, that was a fluke last week, and, you know, we should have won that game.
Good luck this weekend, and again, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.